Did you just find that, or was that what you were up last night working on in your studio?
Yeah, a couple of hours in there, calling up Mick and Keith.
A little help.
We're in the studio with Hospitality Bio Cleaners. And I was not here last broadcast when you guys were in talking. I heard a little bit bits and pieces running around the rodeo grounds. Y'all got quite... It's funny, a lot of times when a new product comes to market, sometimes you think, man, this is great, everyone's going to love it, but it's a new product and they hear it and no action's taken.
Sure.
Sometimes you get an explosion, and we had an explosion last time.
Yes, we had an explosion. Well said. You know, one of the things that when we first, you know, right back to what Rosie was just talking about when he first spoke with Dave, the CEO, you know, many times with a print or just conversation, the follow-up is more about what it is that you talked about. Some of it's about the sciences, something, you know, the ingredients. Is it safe for people? And then you kind of get back to what it was we're talking about, the process, you know, what we can do, pricing, all that stuff is kind of secondarily. So after this this opportunity that we were here in studio, the conversations were wonderful. They very engaged. One of the things that Nick said, very engaged audience. They actually listened to most of the terms and technology, very familiar with most of that stuff, very familiar with the terms. It's on TV, it's on radio. We're kind of inundated, especially with the CDC right now. Right. So a number of people admitted that they don't follow the dwell time. That was one of the first things that people acknowledged.
And what's the dwell time?
Well, so, before we go there,
yeah.
There's a difference between clean, sanitized, and disinfected.
Absolutely. And we kind of talked about that, and I got a little dry.
And this is where dwell time
comes in. This is where it becomes really important. So when you talk about clean, last time I kind of went a little scientific on everybody and talked about the CDC terminology, right? Cleaning, you know, from all intents and purposes, is kind of the visual removal of items, you know, dust, debris, things of that nature. When you start getting into sanitizing and disinfecting, you're using chemical or machinery to actually kill. You're not just wiping it away and hoping, where does it go?
You're killing the unseen.
You're killing the unseen. You're killing all those microbes and microorganisms, and a lot of good conversation with that. And then, you know, people again were, okay, what's that machine that you guys talked about where you can actually measure those? And we, you know, we reiterate it's a luminometer. And they go, where do those come from? You can actually buy one on Amazon. And they're like, no, I'll wait on the phone. You look up your Amazon account. You tell me what you find. I'll tell you exactly where it is and if it's of interest. And whether it be a homeowner or a business, that luminometer, whoever makes those things, that stock has got to go through the roof. So one of those things you wish you invested in. But yeah, so great conversation there. One particular person, it was kind of interesting. You and I were having this conversation, Rosie, about interesting feedback. This one woman, sweet as could be, started talking about having come from California. I said, you know, I had as well many years ago. And she talked about selling her home, and she talked about getting her home fumigated. And I'm listening, trying to figure out where the story is going to go. And she talked about her house having to be tented. I said, I understand the process. Absolutely seen it in my neighborhoods in the past. And she goes, great. How long does your tent have to be on my house? And I said, oh, time out. There is no tent. There is no fumigation. There's nothing harmful. You can be in the home literally the same time we are. And a couple moments after we're done, we get all of our equipment out there. So great conversations. You know, what can, where can we apply the science? How long does it take again? And really safety were some of the more interesting conversations that we had over the last couple of weeks since our last time together.
And disinfect and dwell time and sanitize are important. And it isn't wipe with a Clorox.
It's not wipe with a Clorox. And we kind of talked about that back when we were at your offices several weeks ago, if not months ago at this particular point. And we always talk about the five-step process. The fifth step is education. We try to leave, again, a home, a business, wherever, whatever customer partner we're with, we try to share a couple of observations. And the easiest one to get people's attention is that dwell time. So for all those of you that still eat out, you may go to a restaurant. You may see how they're turning and cleaning the tables. One of the things you want to kind of watch for is how are they cleaning and how quickly are they drying it off? If you've got a Lysol product or a Clorox, take a look at the back, and when it tells you, when you wipe off that surface must remain wet, and it must remain wet or dwell for the prescribed amount of time on the back of that container. And it is between 2 and 10 minutes. If you don't, you're effectively wiping it back off. You've done nothing except by three times the amount of product, and the stock for all these companies is shooting through the roof, and you've done nothing to protect your home.
Using three times as much as you need, you're not following the directions closely,
yes,
and not getting done what you think you're getting done.
You're spending more money, you're spending more time, and you're getting less effectiveness.
All right. Now, when we come back, we're getting ready to roll out another product.
We are.
And when we get back after bottom of the hour news, I'm going to want to visit about this upcoming product because it's pretty spectacular.
We agree.
Folks, it's Tom James of the Hospitality BioCleaners right here at Rosie on the House.
And you have listeners that were on our newsletter that goes out every Thursday. It's a free email newsletter, kind of gives everyone a preview of what we're talking about, got a link to this. And if you're not on that list, you can go to rosieonthehouse.com under the homeowners resources. When you mouse over, you've got a number of options there. Just select blog, and it's our newest post, biofilm. So you kind of get a preview about it and get familiar with it. That helps, you know, a lot of times when you hear it and read it, that can get burned into your memory a little bit better. It's pretty interesting. We had a little experiment in the office with it a couple weeks ago as well that was a lot of fun. So you can get an idea of that, and it's a way to help sanitize electronic equipment. So we'll be talking about that here at Rosie on the House. And if you'd like to join the conversation, I have a question for Hospitality BioCleaners, 1-888-767-4348, 1-888-ROSIE for you.